So how many of you got stuck on that whole scenario of the seven brothers and the one wife? How many of you wondered if you had been one of those seven brothers, maybe at 3, 4, 5, 6, and definitely seven, were going, do I really want to marry her? Her track record right now is not very good. We can get caught up, and we won't tell you how they got caught up in that at Awakenings this morning. They had all sorts of speculations about the woman. Anyway, Jesus and the Sadducees are following this course of action where Jesus has been talking in chapter 20, and he's been teaching, and his authority has been questioned by all the different groups that question him. The Pharisees have questioned him. This passage comes right after the question about taxes, when they ask, you know, who does the coin belong to? And he says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God. And they walk away and became silent. And so now the Sadducees come in. And Sadducees are different from Pharisees. Pharisees had a belief in the resurrection. Pharisees even took law, the Mosaic law, a little bit more liberally than the Sadducees. The Sadducees were very traditional in their beliefs, but did not believe in any resurrection. They believed that your life on earth was all you had, and you lived it the best you could according to the Mosaic law, and when you died, you died, and you turned to dust. So they question him using this particular parable, trying to get an understanding of how he's going to explain resurrection if this woman has had seven husbands. So we get Jesus's answer. And I think Jesus's answer is good for us as children of the resurrection to hear. Because he says to them and to us that our earthly life is our earthly life. And when we die and get to heaven, we don't get to heaven and just continue the life we had here on earth. It's not like when the coffin closes and they bury us and we arrive in heaven, or even at the time of death, arrive in heaven, that our house, just as we left it, looks the same. It is, Jesus reminds us that as children of the resurrection, we have resurrected bodies. So praise be to God, my resurrected body will not look like this one. I don't mind this one, okay? I'm not saying I want to give up my body, but it's not going to be the earthly body that we have. And our life as children of the resurrection and children of God is a very different life, because we're not family units anymore as we have been on earth. Can you imagine what heaven would look like then if all of our tables were the original tables that we always had? We might still have division in heaven that we have here on earth. Or maybe we're thinking, hey, we get to talk to so-and-so and finally find out what really did he say that day. Heaven, our heavenly, our resurrected bodies, our resurrected life is a life where God's love, as Catherine was talking about, is the thing that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ, the things that make us children of God, that we are no longer mom, dad, Carolyn, we are Doris, Roy, Carolyn, brother and sister in Christ. And in some ways, we may not know one another, we may know one another, but we won't look like one another. Jesus is explaining that the life after death, our resurrected life, does not resemble our life on earth. That the unity of the body of Christ is complete in heaven, where we're working for completion and perfection here on earth. And because he gives them that answer, he then also turns to the Sadducees and says, remember when Moses was talking about the bush experience, he gives the name of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It's not he was the God of Abraham. He was the God of Isaac. He was the God of Jacob. It was a present tense as well as it was past and future. God is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. And all are alive in God. That God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. But it's hard for us, as those of us who are here on earth, to think about that place and that being children of the resurrection and what that might look like. And I was thinking of the passage in Revelation where we hear death will be no more, grief will be no more, pain and suffering will be no more. So consider those who have died and gone before us, those who are struggling with issues around dementia or Alzheimer's, they are healed in their resurrected body. Those who have been riddled with cancer are healed in their resurrected body. Those who've had limbs removed, those who've had sight removed, those who have had mental illness, all in the resurrected life are whole and complete. Those who have felt that they were poor, that they were considered worthless, find themselves equal as brothers and sisters in Christ. There is no division. Paul talks about no slave, no master, no Greek, no Jew. Heaven and resurrected children, or children of God, are one complete body without all the things here on earth that get in our way. Our life on earth is working on ourselves to get ourself out of God's way so that God can use us and share the good news to one another and to the world of this life in Christ, of this body that we can all be part of, that we all can be children. God wants us all to be children of God and children of the resurrection. But here on earth, we struggle. And those struggles are real. And we're going to have them. People are going to die. People are going to get sick. People are going to have issues with poverty, issues with mental health. And what we are called to do are to be the witness to them of God's love, mercy, and compassion, and kindness. And when Jesus offers this teaching of being children of the resurrection, the last verses that were not in our reading this morning are, "Then some of the scribes answered, 'Teacher, you have spoken well.' For they no longer dared to ask him another question." So when they tried to trip him up on what resurrection was, they found that their understanding of what it was and what Christ understands it as didn't match. So this is the hope for you and me and for the world, is that as we become saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we accept that redemption that Christ gave us on the cross, we become adopted into the family of God. We become brothers and sisters in Christ, whether we're Bethany's age or John Rogers' age. We are still all brothers and sisters in Christ. And everyone we bring into this body, into this communion with us, is a child of God, a child of the resurrection. And on that day, when we all get to heaven, or on that day when Christ comes again, we will be all in our resurrected bodies. And that's why it doesn't matter if we're put in a coffin, if we're cremated, or whatever means by which our earthly body is disposed, our resurrected body is not that one. And as we were singing this morning, ain't no grave gonna hold us down when we are the children of the resurrection. So remember, it is okay, because I told them also that my image of my boy, my Nathan, when he died, his heaven for me has always been these beautiful woods and these wolves running free. That is probably not what heaven is. But it gives me comfort. I do know he is with God and I'm not in his Lord, Jesus. But what that looks like is a mystery until I die and I find out. So it's okay. It's okay to envision whatever heaven is for the ones we've lost. But to know that they are found and we are found with them and we will be with them at our death or at Christ's coming again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.